This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, a quick heads up, we are broadcasting live out of Glen Allen, Alaska, and the reason that we are in Glen Allen, Alaska right now is because on Friday we did Glen Allen High School, and then on Saturday we went to Kenny Lake High School, and on Wednesday we're going to be at Valdez Convention Center. So if you're in Alaska, please do know that we are here. Again, we're going to be at Valdez Convention Center on Wednesday. Starts at 6:30 p.m. And what we're doing out here, friends, is seeking and saving that which is lost, doing this stuff. It's one thing to get on the radio, friends, and talk about what needs to get done. It's another thing to lead by example. And the way that we lead is we follow 1 Corinthians 11:1, John 14:6 as well. But aside of that, friends, I just wanted to let you know, if you want to check us out online, you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or sonsoflibertyradio.com. Those two pages interact one with another. sonsoflibertymedia.com and sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, they interact one with another. We are hooked up with Comrac, so if you'd like to call in at any time, that number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. And if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty with yours truly, Bradley Dean, do understand that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, simply put. Now, friends, I want to do this. I want to go back one day. I just want to reverse. Go back to Memorial Day real quick. While out here, I'm spending some time with some of the people that are putting these events on, and I was asked yesterday to actually say a couple words before we actually had a memorial dinner with the community out here. And in the process, it didn't take long to just put my thoughts together. And what I want to do is I just want you to understand what Memorial Day means to me concerning the first segment here and what it does mean to us as Americans. Again, if you don't know where you came from, neither do you know where you're going. So let me show you where you came from. When you begin to look at the price paid for the freedoms in which we have, most people don't realize that freedom was given unto us to do the right thing, not to do what we want to do, but what we ought to do. And in saying that, if we go back to World War I, there was 116,516 men that fought, bled, and died ratifying the Constitution that most people in this country don't even know. Now, remember that when thinking of the military, those that serve we the people, in similar context, friends, those that serve we the people as far as statesmen and stateswomen, you know them as politicians, which is a slang word, but the oath is similar. They swear to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, so help me God. So when you think about that, what is it that we need to understand? We need to understand the enumerated laws found in the Constitutional Republic in which we have Article 4, Section 4. So in understanding World War I, 116,516 men fought, bled, and died, magnifying the laws against tyranny, okay, both without and within. When you go to World War II, there was 405,399 men and women that fought blood and died, ratifying the Constitution of the United States of America, magnifying the enumerated laws found in the Constitutional Republic, in which we have Article 4, Section 4, against all tyranny. As a matter of fact, during World War II, it was said that there was not a household in America that did not feel loss. So think about that before you tolerate crime within yourselves, first and foremost, and within your government and in the church, and not in that order. When you go over to Korea, there was actually 38,516 men that fought, bled, and died, magnifying the laws of our Constitution and its enumerated laws against tyranny. And then when you go to Vietnam, there was 58,121 men. My cousin was killed there, and I come from a military family. In every one of the wars that has been above said, my family members have served in those wars, those particular wars. In saying that, when we go to Afghanistan and Iraq, folks, the numbers are climbing. And keep in mind, you have been lied to by your government. If you remember rightly, Iraq was only supposed to last for 6 months. And, folks, the price that's been paid since then is just astronomical in the sense of the cost of blood to ratify the laws and the shed blood that has been shed in the process of dealing with what many would say unconstitutional wars. Do keep in mind those that serve we the people are still doing what they promised to do, so we need to honor them as such. Now, when you take that in the natural and bring that over to the spiritual, we see a captain of our salvation who fought, bled, and died, magnifying God's moral law against all crime, namely sin, 1 John 3:4. And when we look to the cross of Jesus Christ, we can see John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. We can also go over to 1 John, herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be a sacrifice for our sins, the propitiation for the sins of the world. Because when we go over to 1 Peter, it says that for Christ hath also once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us unto God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit, folks. And there's several other references in scriptures that come to my aid even now. But folks, what it really comes to is this, talking about Memorial Day. In the natural, look at the price that's been paid. In the spiritual, look at the price that's been paid by the Son of God. They're in parallel. And when you look at our laws, when you look at laws found within, folks, you'll see that it's laid in common law. Now, in saying that, when we go to 2 Corinthians 5:15, it says, and that he died for all, and they which should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. So how do I say this so you understand the connection, how they are congruent, how they are one and the same? Well, when you look at John 15:13, greater love is no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his brethren. And that's exactly what they both did in the natural and in the spiritual. Now, I'm not comparing the sacrifice of Jesus Christ with natural man. He was without spot, without blemish. He was perfect, and we have been redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. But in saying that, friends, you do understand the parallel. Now, there was a true story told of a black slave girl of the last century standing in chains as lust-filled men bid for her body. One man stood firm in the crowd as he outbid every other buyer to a point where he paid far above the expected price. And it was quite obvious that this man would pay any price to fulfill his passions. Well, what he did is he kept outbidding and outbidding and outbidding until the point where he bought the slave. The young slave was then dragged to the tall man and handed the chains to which she was attached. And what the slave did was she dropped to her feet. Folks, when I take a break, I'm going to come on the other side and I'm going to finish this analogy for you so you can understand the connection. You have Bradley Dean, sonsoflibertyradio.com, broadcasting live out of Glen Allen, Alaska. We'll be right back on the other side.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become become a Son or Daughter of Liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt, and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks, broadcasting live out of Glen Allen, Alaska, of all places, folks, doing this stuff here in this beautiful state. Folks, it's second to none in so many different ways. It looks surreal in the state of Alaska. Outside of that, friends, what I was talking about during the first segment was I was asked to actually give the invocation during a community get-together yesterday out here in Alaska, and it didn't take long for me to collect my thoughts concerning what Memorial Day is to me. We live unto them who died for us, and if you take that in the natural, you can go to greater love is no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his brothers, John 15:13, and go over to 2 Corinthians 5:15. It says that we live unto him who died for us. That is the heart, and that is the pearl of freedom right there, is living unto those that died for us freedom, and the freedoms in which we have. So in saying that, friends, I was giving you an analogy, and I got broke off during the outro there, but there's a true story told of a black slave girl of the last century standing in chains as lust-filled men bid for her body. Her delicate features destined her as a sexual object for the appetite of her soon-to-be owner. And one man stood firm in the crowd as he outbid every other buyer to a point where he paid far above the expected price. And it was quite obvious that this man was going to pay any price to fulfill his passions, and so he did. After he outbid every other buyer to a point where he paid far above the expected price, he did so. The young slave was then dragged to the tall man and handed the chains to which he was attached. Now, what the slave did is she bowed down as she grabbed her fist and began hitting his legs with her fist in a pathetic attempt to show how ashamed that she had been bought and sold like cattle truly was. But see, like the veterans and the captain of our salvation in the natural and in the spiritual, see, this slave owner did something different. He reached into his pocket and grabbed the keys out of his pocket, and he grabbed the chains of the slave. And as he did so, he took his keys and unlocked the chains, and he threw the chains of the slave to the ground and looked at the slave in the eyes and said, "I bought you to set you free." America, Jesus Christ, through his blood, came into the world to save men from their sin, not in their sin, Matthew 1:21. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And as I said earlier during the first segment, freedom isn't given unto us to do what we want to do. Freedom was given unto us to do what we ought to do. The slave owner bought the slave to set her free. And through her tears and understanding, she looked up at the man's warming, loving eyes. And no longer did she look at them through bitter resentment and lack of misunderstanding. But now she began to look at that slave owner in a new light, the great emancipator, friends. See, the moral of the story is, friends, we have been bought by the blood and the natural and in the spiritual to be set free, not to live in bondage. And again, keep in mind, to whom the Son maketh free is free indeed. We are a free people because God has shed his grace upon us and his blood upon us, both in the natural and in the spiritual. Now, folks, I also wanted to share with you the fact that when we take that in parallel to what we're seeing in this country, on the sonsoflibertymedia.com, the very first article that was posted this morning, clueless Americans think that Memorial Day is about LGBT issues, Neil Armstrong, and the emancipation. Folks, as I've shared with you so many times in the past, people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. When you're asking full-grown men and full-grown women in this country or college-age students or high school students in this country what Memorial Day is all about, and they think it's about the LGBT issues, Neil Armstrong and Emancipation Proclamation, friends, do you think that there's no cause for alarm? Because I want to tell you something, America, there is cause for alarm. Because as I've said, friends, at Abraham Lincoln, he comes to my aid when he says, the philosophy taught in the classroom in one generation will be the philosophy taught in government in the next. So if you think things are bad now, and these ignorant Amoses literally that are coming up now, can you imagine what government's going to be like in 10 years if we leave this country to that? And for those that stand back and allow this to take place, there is a lack of respect. There's a lack of gratitude for those that sacrificed their all to give us what we have today. If you feel within yourselves that it's not your duty to educate these people, to love on these people, and if they refuse that, to deal with these people lawfully, because that is the position of every patriot in this country. And do keep in mind, patriot means to uphold dying laws. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Donald Trump says illegal treated better than vets, and he's going to completely change that. Now, friends, I want to tell you this because I'm not caught in the center of the political charade that's going on in this country. I've been asked over and over and over and over and over again as to, well, who am I voting for? Well, I go back to Scripture. I go back to what Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, rightly said when he said, of the two evils, which one to pick from? He said, choose neither. Now, I'm not falling for the fact that that's what's been offered to the American people is legit, friends. Because the fact of the matter is, you don't look at one over the other when you see that their records are so similar in so many different ways. And what I'm talking about is a lack of morality and a lack of love towards God. And rest assured, if they're not moral, they no more belong to God than Judas Iscariot did, the great betrayer. Benjamin Rush, the signer of the Declaration of Independence, rightly said, here is my answer to those that want to know. Benjamin Rush, the signer of the Declaration of Independence, when asked, are you an aristocrat or are you a Democrat? He said, I'm neither. I'm a Christocrat. America, Christ is the standard. Fallen man is not. Let me say it again. Christ is the standard. Fallen man is not. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Find out what this professor says. Islamophobia, friends, is accelerating global warming. Now, I got to reiterate this point, friends. You can't make this stuff up. You just can't make this stuff up. You can't fix stupid. And when I say that, I mean it with everything in my heart. Folks, this is the definition of reprobate. It's a complete definition of reprobate. And reprobate means without discerning the judgments of God. See, the carnal mind is enmity with God, and the spiritual mind is life and peace. These people are at war with God, and this explains it. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, a professor says Islamophobia is accelerating global warming. I mean, which are both contrived, which are both scams, friends. And they want to define what they create. How ridiculous. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, former ambassador. Hillary Clinton is responsible for Benghazi murders. But America, you already knew that. You've been told this about the Clintons for 40 years now that they've been around. Back in the 90s, you were warned over and over and over again of Billy by whistleblowers within and without. They have over 147 dead bodies around their administration back in the 90s. Do you think four more dead bodies around their administration so she can get to power is going to be some sort of great sacrifice or loss on their part? Absolutely not. They could care less. Now, keep in mind, friends, these people believe that they're elites. They believe they're demigods. And the only reason they believe that, friends, is because, friends, listen carefully, the American people have allotted them to believe that of themselves. Read Isaiah 14 when you get a moment, please. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Muslim man shoots male doctor for seeing his wife naked during his baby's delivery. Here again, friends, you're dealing with a sick mind. You're dealing with individuals that are set against everything that we are as Christians in this country. In America, you are a Christian nation, like it or not. Either deal with it, either you be killing sin, or sin be killing you. There is, once again, friends, no in-between. And I want to tell you this as well, because we were told this, that there are three things in the world that have no mercy or should receive no mercy. Okay? And what they are is nothing more than hypocrisy, tyranny, and liars. And that all goes hand in glove one with another. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, criticism of Islam leads German math professor's dismissal. Listen carefully to this stuff, friends. Wait, when you speak out against Islam, you speak out against the homosexuals? Oh, wait a second. Those that mean to silence you, hey, friends, that's all you have to do is find out who means to silence you by what you can't speak out against. Tacitus said that back during the Roman Empire, during those days. Are we going to look to history and learn our lesson, friends, or are we going to learn the hard way all over again? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 6616, Satanists in Los Angeles will construct a giant pentagram to raise awareness for Satanism. Now, friends, again, what I said a couple moments ago, you can't make this stuff up. I mean, you have people out there that are actually following the great deluder, the great deceiver. How is it that you can subject yourself to someone that doesn't tell you the truth? But these people, these Satanists across the United States of America, the great losers, friends. I mean, folks, this is like voting for Barack Hussein Obama in so many different ways. But then again, they've had their ways under a Barack Hussein Obama because the 78% of those that profess their Christianity in this country have allowed them to do it. So what's the difference between the Satanists and those that profess their Christianity but are hypocrites indeed? They profess that they know God, but in worse, they deny Him, being abominable and disobedient and unto every good work reprobate? Come on, friends. Let's again call it for what it is, because until we do...
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of Glen Allen, Alaska here, friends. We did Glen Allen High School on Friday, Saturday, Glen Kenny Lake High School, and then we are going to be in Valdez Convention Center on Wednesday of this week, starting at 6:30. So if you are in the Alaska area, come and see us because we'd love to see you. I've been highlighting some of the articles on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Just some of the stuff, again, once again, friends, what's happening in this country, because it's being tolerated. It's just over the top in so many different ways. We have Clinton Crooked report on email scandal worse than initially expected. You can watch the video, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Lawless social justice warriors must be stopped at all costs. In other words, friends, you can call them paid provocateurs, because in so many cases, that's what they've been found to be. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, a legal alien posed as a U.S. veteran to defraud Americans for tens of thousands of dollars. Let me say that again, friends. Because it's being encouraged and tolerated in this country, we now have illegals that come into this country that pose as U.S. veterans to defraud Americans for tens of thousands of dollars in the United States of America. And here we can see where it falls from. We look at to sonsoflibertymedia.com, Senator Tom Cotton. Harry Reid is a bitter, vulgar, and sad man and cancerous to the U.S. Senate. Americans have known that for years, but he's still there. Sonsoflibertymedia.com, Texas cop attacked by Islamist after threatening woman with a knife. Friends, you do need to understand that they mean and they believe that they are above our law in this country, said they. And they're just going to have to learn the hard way that if you're going to come in, you're going to comply. If you don't comply, you're going to be lawfully dealt with. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. Thousands of Rolling Thunder bikers roar through Capitol to honor American POWs and those killed in service. And why do they have to do that, friends? Because we see that the President of the United States of America does not do that. So therefore, America is rising up. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, as usual, The information they do not want to give you is found on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Dozens shot over Memorial Day weekend as the collapse of Chicago accelerates, by the way, friends, by design. Did you also know, friends, Captain America, did you know that the progressives, the criminals in Washington and in the Supreme Court and in Hollywood, did you know that they want to make Captain America a homosexual? What would that all be about? Man, Bradley, I thought I heard you say something about this before. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, ISIS spokesman, Islam was not a religion of peace even for one single day. Of course it's not. It's being used as a political battering ram to shut everybody down, to suppress, to incite fear, and to dictate over all. And that's exactly what it's being used for. And this is why you're seeing governments globally out of the use of terror that your government has been found inciting as a tool to implement a new order. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, June 7th, FEMA will hold a drill to prepare for a 9.0 Cascadia subduction zone earthquake and tsunami, okay? Tsunami. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I'm going to highlight a couple more, and then I'm going to get over to what I'm going to be talking about in just a couple moments. Elite Special Forces insider warns of serious civil unrest this summer. Everything is ripe for things to go very wrong. But who did we hear that from? We heard that from the Lord. If you forget me, I'll turn your nation into hell. So, friends, let's not give praise over to the wicked for they think that they're doing something above the things of God when God is undermining everything that they are doing. He's using them for his purposes to chastise first and to judge a people that will not be chastised. And that's what we're seeing again. But SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Elite Special Forces insider warns of serious civil unrest this summer. Everything is ripe for things to go very wrong. And again, friends, let me ask you the question. Who's been allowed to lead the way? Who's been allowed to go that direction? Well, he's doing exactly whatever you let him get away with. That's exactly what they're doing, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Do check it out, folks. I also want to give you one more shout-out before I get over to my topic. I got about a segment and a half left, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, did you know, so I can bring it home to you, well, Bradley, you say so often that your message is repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I say, yes, it is, but I want you to understand that it was the Christ's message that he gave to the world. Repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So what do you mean when you say that? Well, let me take it down line upon line, precept upon precept, and bring this home to you. When you go to Proverbs 20, verse 6, it states that most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness. That means when you witness to someone and ask them if they think that they're pretty good people, well, most everyone will say, of course, we're good. Well, at least we have a form of some goodness. Well, the fact of the matter is I've not met a person yet who has said no. So then I will say, just let me take you through the good test, then to see if you're really a good person. I'll then ask them, have you ever told a lie before? Hey, friends listening, have you ever told a lie before? Well, if you're honest before God and man and yourself, you're going to say, of course I have. Then I'll say, so what does that make you? What do you call someone who tells lies? Well, most people that are honest, they'll say a liar. The next question is, have you ever stolen anything before, irrespective of its value? Whether it's 50 cents from your mom's purse or borrowed $5 from someone who forgot to pay them back, or maybe you forgot off some loan that you took from the bank. Most people will say, well, yeah, I guess. And then I'll say, so what does that make you? Well, it makes you a thief, does it not? Yeah. So, okay, thus far, you're a liar and a thief by your own admission. And then I'll say, God gave Moses the Ten Commandments, and number 7 of those Ten Commandments says, thou shalt not commit adultery, Exodus 20. Jesus came along in grace. The law says, the soul that sin, it shall die. But grace says, even if you look at upon her with lust, a man or a woman, to lust after them, you've already committed adultery with them in your heart. Just think about it. Grace intensifies the law. Matthew 5:28. And then again, I'll say, have you ever looked upon a woman or a man to lust after them? And they'll say, of course we have. So by your own admission, I'm not judging you. You're an adulterer at heart. So when you die and stand before God on judgment day, where do you think he should send you? I'm laying the question to you. Where do you think God should send somebody that lies, steals, and commits adultery? And that's only 3 of the 10, friends. Most people will say heaven. Really? Well, why is that? And they'll say, well, because I've been told that God is a loving God and he'll forgive my sins. That's true, but let's try it this way. Let's try that in a court of law. Let's say that someone raped your sister, burned down your house, and stole your car, and then stood in front of the judge and said, I know that I'm guilty of all these things, but I've been told by many people that you're a loving judge, and I believe that you're just going to forgive me of all of my crimes. And what if the judge said, you know, you're right. I am a loving judge, so I think I'm just going to overlook your crimes. You're free to go. Now, would that be a good judge, friends? Of course not. That would be a bad judge. People on a daily basis in this country complain of judges that fail to judge. A good judge and a loving judge will not overlook a person's crimes. A good judge will bring down justice upon their crimes. In fact, it's because of the fact that the judge is loving that he must punish evildoers, and you and I are evildoers. There's none righteous, no, not one. I also want, friends, for you to understand that mercy to a society by a judge is the fact that he brings forth justice concerning those that violate law. It's a mercy to the innocent, and it's a punishment to the guilty. So let's keep it into perspective. Now, in the same way, friends, it's because God is loving, and because God is good, and because God is just, that he must punish evildoers who violate his law and commit crimes against heaven. Again, read 1 John 3:4. Only an unloving judge would overlook crime and let criminals off scot-free. A criminal deserves to be punished, and so should you and I. Now, the good news is that Christ stepped in and paid the price for our crimes against God and his law by spilling his blood and dying on the cross for our sins. That is why the gospel is called the good news. The law showed us our transgressions, Psalm 9:17, Galatians 3:24, and proved that we are guilty criminals. The law doesn't help us, it condemns us. Rightful judgment comes down upon us, the guilty criminal, and justly gives us the sentence of death and hell. But the good news of the gospel is this. Jesus Christ stepped in between the wrath of God and us and took our punishment upon himself and made a way for us to escape judgment and to be forgiven through his death on the cross, namely his son, and the atonement of his son and the blood of Jesus Christ. So therefore, the Bible says in Romans 5:8 that, but God commendeth his love towards us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. But until you and I are made to see our guilty state before a just and holy God, Acts 20, verse 21, you'll never see your sin against God or your need for a Savior. If I gave you a vial of medicine and said that I sold all that I had, every possession in the world for you to have this, you would say, that's great, but I'm not sick. But if you had just been told that you have only days to live because of the vicious disease that was destroying your body, and then after receiving the diagnosis and the surety of death, then I came in and told you that I sold all that I had for you to cure the disease in which you have, then you would be overjoyed because of the good news of the receiving the cure that would save your life and accept the cure willingly and gratefully. Now, again, friends, that brings understanding to Scripture when he said, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. And then he said, they that are whole have no need of a physician, but they that are sick. So it makes sense, law to grace. I've told the story in the past, friends, that my wife's mother, grandmother, is 98 years old. She said all the way up until the 60s, that's all she heard in church every Sunday was the law and the prophets. The law and the prophets. The law and the prophets. Now, friends, I have a question for you concerning the modern version of the gospel. Those that preach anarchy from the pulpit, the antinomianists, how's that working out for us? If not, let's get back to Scripture. I'll be back on the other side of the break, broadcasting live from Alaska, Glen Allen.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. What can I say about Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio? Listen. Just make it a point to listen and get educated. Look, you want non-fluff, hard-hitting, constitutional and biblical truth on how this country should run and how we're going to win it back? You have to listen to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
That's negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. I've made contact before. In fact, according to J.D. Power, they've provided award-winning client service for 6 years in a row.
Roger that, QL1. It's nice to know they're out there, wherever they are.
Detroit, Control. They're in Detroit. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. You got Bradley Dean broadcasting live out of Glen Allen, Alaska. Just kind of going over what we have on sonsoflibertymedia.com, and then I'm trying to bring forth understanding, perfect understanding, line upon line, precept upon precept, as to the message that is to be given to the Gentiles, and that would be your country, America. Right before the break, I was sharing with you as to how my wife's grandmother, who's 98, who went to church all the way up until the 60s, and I'm sure she still is, but the point she said was that all the way up until the 60s, every time she went to church on Sunday, she heard the Law and the Prophets. The Law and the Prophets. The Law and the Prophets. Now you've been told to do away with the law by these whores and hirelings in the pulpits who have no understanding whatsoever of Scripture, and I'm about to show you that in just one moment. Now, I want you to hear this one more time, and I'm going to show you exactly what you need to hear to understand what I'm saying here. The Bible says in Romans 5:8 that, but God commendeth his love towards us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. But until you are made to see your guilty state, you will never see your sin against God or your need for a Savior. As a matter of fact, what I'm doing by using the law, most people will say that I'm judging you, when in fact I'm not. I'm just bringing about the law, which is a mirror to reflect the sin in what you have within. Okay? And the law, that's all it does, is it exposes the sin. It shows you the state of sinfulness. It's a looking glass. It's a mirror. Okay? That's all it is. But until you are made to see your guilty state, which the law does, for by the law is the knowledge of sin, Romans 3:20, you'll never see your sin against God or your need for a Savior. If I gave you again a vial of medicine and said that I sold all that I have, every possession in the world for you to have this, you would say, that's great, but I'm not sick. But if you had just been told that you have only days to live because of a vicious disease that was destroying your body, and then after receiving the diagnosis and the surety of death, then I came in and told you I sold all that I had for you to have the cure, then you'd be overjoyed because of the good news of receiving the cure that would save your life and accept the cure willingly and gratefully. So, in the same way, the fact that Jesus Christ suffered and died for you on the cross will not mean anything to you, just like the man who didn't think he was sick, until you are made to see your true sinful state and the sentence of death because of it. For the gospel to make sense, it must be delivered in order and intended, law taking you through the Ten Commandments, judgment, the punishment you deserve, which is death and hell. Mercy, Christ, stepping in and paying the price for your crimes, and faith, which is the faith of the Son of God who loved you and gave himself for you. Galatians 2:20. That is how you win a person to Christ, and that is the heart of the gospel message, and that is what truly makes it good news, not until you first know the bad news, right? And the bad news is that you are in a sickly state before a just and a holy God, and the cure is going to Jesus Christ. So when I'm saying continuously on the radio that the law drives you to the foot of the cross where it can do no more, and you put your faith in Jesus Christ and read your Bible daily and move on in your faith and press into the kingdom of God, that's exactly what I just shared with you in a nutshell. I also want you to know that it tells us in Galatians 3:24, for wherefore the law is our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ that we might be justified by faith. That's the New Testament. In the Old Testament, in Psalm 19:7, it says, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. And now coming back to the New Testament, it tells us, listen carefully, 1 Timothy 1:9, knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and for sinners, for unholy and profane, the murderers of fathers, murderers of mothers, for manslayers, for whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, for men stealers, for liars, for perjured persons, and if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine, that means without error. Now, friends, when you hear what I just shared, that's exactly what you see in a court of law on a daily basis. Men are judged according to their crimes against God. I just shared that with you. Now, let me take it over to grace so you can understand. Again, friends, I'm in the New Testament here. In Titus 2, it says, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation, liberation from bondage and sin, hath appeared to all men, teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Now listen to what he said right after this, friends, just to set you free. It's a faithful witness that makes men free, friends, and it delivers souls. These things speak, he said, and exhort, and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. America, how is it that we've become so backwards? Because we've left off history. And the history, when you look at history, is his dash story. Who am I speaking of? God the Father through his Son and what he established. And when we look at history, we can go back to the Word of God and understand history from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelations. And we see the cycle of men. And what is the cycle of men? Well, we're falling to it again, friends. And what we need to do is we need to get back to our founding documents. Religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. Again, going back to the 60s, this is what virtually every kid had to know before he could leave public schools back in the day when they actually educated and not indoctrinated the way that they have in the present. Now, that is George Washington's farewell address. And friends, there was prophetic warnings in there over and over and over again. Folks, we need to get back to our foundations. And doing so, we'll become educated. We'll know what to do. So therefore, if we know our past, then we're going to know our future. And until we know our past, we're not going to be able to go forward. What I've done today, friends, during the first and a half of the second segment, during the third and the fourth segment, I've shared with you my meaning of and my definition of America and who we are, where we came from, and what we are truly about, all the way from going back to the veterans concerning Memorial Day, which was yesterday, to the present, which is today. Friends, people in this country don't even know what the veterans are fighting for, bleeding for, dying for in many cases. And in the past, those have Christian crosses over their heads and they're 6 feet under the ground should be definition enough for you, friends, that we're a Christian nation. But I ask you, and I lay this to your candor before we break today, what are you living for? What have you been doing with the gift that has been bestowed upon you called the grace of God, freedom, which is the pearl of the church, which is Christ crucified, and your veterans who have paid the ultimate price, John 15:13. What are you living for? Are you living for what they died for? Do you understand that you're not to live unto yourself, but you're to live unto him who died for you, both in the natural and in the spiritual? And what's interesting about all of what I'm saying to you now, even friends, is when you go to Arlington Cemetery and you go up to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, you know, they're volunteers. They didn't apply for the job. They're volunteers because they're not serving from the head. They're serving from the heart. And I'll tell you what, if you want to see what true honor is, go to Arlington Cemetery, go to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. They will stand there through, regardless of what the weather is like, storms, snow, rain, fall, winter, spring, summer, friends, they're standing there 24/7. Why? And just think about this. They're honoring the dead. And I say to the church in America today, hey, Jesus Christ isn't on the cross anymore. We live unto him who died for us, and he is alive forevermore. And to understand what we're to live for is to understand what he died for. And it's also interesting to note that you hear from so many people across the board, well, I've been saved, and they live for the world. Well, listen, if you've been saved, you should know what you've been called to live for as well. If you're truly saved by the Holy Ghost and through the blood of Jesus Christ and the sprinkling of clean water, and again, the establishment of the sure mercies of David, sanctified unto obedience under the sprinkling of the blood, under the sure mercies of David, ordered to right and sure. Listen, you're living unto the Christ. You're living unto what the veterans fought, bled, and died to give you. And I'll tell you what, to the strictest degree, the Bible says that we're not even to, we're to hate the garments of that are spotted by the flesh. We're to tolerate not the smallest infraction concerning what put Christ on the cross. And what was it that put Christ on the cross? Our sins. So, America, why is it that the American people have been conditioned as a whole to stand back and tolerate the crimes in the church, first and foremost, and in the governments, to desecrate their sacrifice at every given step? And I love this analogy, friends, and I love this parallel. How is it that the American people have been led to believe it's okay to tolerate from a criminal administration the very things that hundreds and thousands of our men and women fought, bled, and died fighting against? So I can tell you right now what you're living for, America. For the most part, you're living for yourselves, and that's not what you've been saved from. You've been saved from yourselves. Yes, indeed you have, but you've been empowered to go out and be about the work of the Lord's hands in so many different ways. Again, friends, before the end of the show here, I want to share with you that we are going to be at Valdez on Wednesday at 6:30. We're broadcasting live out of Alaska right now, Glen Allen. And we were actually at Glen Allen on Friday. And on Saturday, we were out at Kenny Lake High School. And again, Valdez on Wednesday, 6:30, Alaska, at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, 1:23. See y'all.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.